In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists, now that we know, we think, about what happened to Amelia Earhart, what will be the next classic mystery to get solved? But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Westin Hotels and Resorts, offering a range of wellness options for guests, including their Eat Well menu, on-demand fitness gear lending program, and signature Heavenly Bed. Learn more at Westin.com, a member of Marriott Bonvoy. Americans for the Arts, committed to transforming America's communities through the arts and arts education. Supporting the nonprofit arts industry, which employs 4.6 million people nationwide. Learn more at AmericansForTheArts.org. And Home Advisor, committed to helping homeowners find the right pro for their home projects. Homeowners can get matched to local pros, read reviews, and check project cost guides at HomeAdvisor.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks, our public address announcer is Paul Friedman. Our brand new house manager is Gianna Capodona. Welcome back, Gianna. Our brand new intern is Dariba Khan. Our web guru is Beth Novi. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Jennifer Mills, Miles Dornbos, and Lillian King, with Kate Villa joining us this week. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Her business and ops manager is Colin Miller. Our production manager is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will be the next mystery that we finally learn the answer to? Faith Saley.
26 years after Meat Loaf released I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That, we finally learn that what he won't do is vote for Marianne Williamson.
Nagin Farsad.
The mystery of who let the dogs out is finally revealed. You guys, the door was open the whole time.
And Peter Gross.
Sasquatch is real and alive, and he's just a giant bedbug escaped from Durrell.
But if any of that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Faith Saley, Peter Gross, and Nagin Farsad. Thanks to the fabulous staff of the Wolf Trap in Vienna, Virginia. And thanks to our fabulous audience who came out to see us here. Thanks to all of you for listening at home. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.